listening to WCNO Palm City.
And welcome back. If you're just now joining us, Rhett Palmer continues his interview with Michael Battenberg.
And so, you know, that story, along with countless others of individuals that, you know, came as atheists. I mean, we've had people that have come just because they're supporting a brother officer who was motivated to come, and they wanted to come alongside of their brother and support them, say to us, I heard God's voice. I felt something here. And the whole reason for it is that he's not going to interrupt you if you're not ready with an open heart to receive.
Free will.
I'm sorry?
Free will. Jesus will not push himself on anybody.
No, absolutely. And we basically just set the table for that to take place. We don't do anything special. We just are very intentional.
Well, we'll leave the special up to God.
Amen. Yeah, absolutely.
You know what? You know why I'm saying that? So you say that because, of course, it's a good, humble thing to say. And it may be what you feel. We're just not. But, you know, recently I've had my own doubts, and I was kind of putting myself down. And I said, all of a sudden I realized, you know, I'm trying to surrender everything to Jesus. And I said, you know something? It says that I'm not to judge another man's servant. A lot of people like to judge and control people. And I said, I'm not, you know, you shouldn't judge another man's servant. I said, well, actually, Jesus, you paid for me on the cross. I said, so I am your servant and your willing servant. Who am I to judge me? I said, I'm going to continue on. And if it ends up in the end that you don't like me and I don't get to go to heaven or something, so be it, because it's up to you. And if I am, that's your turn. I'm your servant. And so even surrendering that kind of lifted a little bit of a burden off of me that I have to be this angelic being I'm incapable of being on this earth.
Don't set expectations.
Yeah.
Outside of what our responsibility is, which, you know, as I said before, receive his love, share his love to others. I mean, that's basically what he's asking us to do. And if we, you know, if we want to do other things, there's nothing wrong with those. But that's the crux of our responsibility here, is to love God and give him the credit and give him the glory for all that he's provided to us. And to share our stories with others so that they can be invited to experience the same gift.
I'm always thinking. So you have to watch out. I'm always thinking. Suddenly I have this project in my head. I'm thinking, I got to get to know this guy, Michael. And hopefully everything's going to work out all right in a positive fashion for the future. And, you know, I was thinking, maybe I should do a series of interviews with the people who have been there.
Oh, wow.
Short little vignettes. Then we have get it transcribed, because my wife and I have a magazine down here that's predominantly Christian, and maybe put it and make a book at it. And you could put one in each room, and then people could read what other people, or they might want to buy one, take home, but to see what's happened there. And it will be a producer, because it's not someone over in Asia. It's not someone down in Hawaii. It's someone right here on this territory, this earth, this place, this retreat, who's had some sort of an encounter, which is going to inspire them to believe. And for some reason, God's into belief. I don't know why. He says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. By the way, I want to interrupt myself right here. Back to basics. This is going to be on WCNO, and I'll make an intro later on that maybe Doolin can put it in at the big segments at the beginning and the end. But I want people to know, if they want a book, something with you, or find out, is there a Back to Basics website and a way to connect with you?
Yeah, and I was going to mention, you know, we kind of took your idea and created it in videos. So all over social media, from Back to Basics Adventures, you will find these vignettes.
Oh, great.
Experiences that have happened from guests that we were able to capture. How they were touched, or how
I'm
they
a
were
day late and a dollar short. There you go.
I love your idea. It's just people seem to resonate better with video, just because their attention span is so short. But so yes, we have so backtobasicsadventures.org is our website. We're also on, you know, YouTube and Google and Facebook and Twitter and, you know, all of those media sources to be able to provide content, not only of what but what we've done.
Well, then I got to go searching around. I know I saw a couple of things I briefly went over in a perfunctory manner. You know, I have a gift for you. I have a gift for you. So I'm at Barnes and I'm not at Barnes and Noble. I'm at Books a Million last night up in Vieira, about a little over an hour, hour and 15 minutes north of here, Vieira as opposed to Vero. And I saw Charlie Kirk's new book, where his hand is extended like this. Okay, there was one copy, and I don't know why I didn't buy it. I have this thing about, you know, I just think these books that are for sale for $31, it's like, what's going on here? I mean, you know, come on. I read The Power of Positive Thinking, and it was 95 cents, and it changed my life when I was a kid, you know? But anyway, so I pick up this book thinking, this is Charlie's last book. Do you know what the whole book is based on?
Tell
it's me. Based on keeping the Sabbath. So I'm looking, what is this? So before he died, and it releases all this power and all this stuff. He was taking one day a week, the Sabbath. It starts a half an hour before sunset. I know when I was in Israel, you've been to Israel too. They celebrate the Sabbath, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat. Anyway, and so a half an hour before dark, they do this thing, you know. And anyway, so you're right next to the Barnes & Noble. You know that. You know Gary Wheeler's next to the Barnes & Noble, right?
Yeah.
So when we get done with the show, you go over. I'll reimburse you. Go over. I want you to buy Charlie Kirk's new book. I'm going to buy a copy too, and maybe we can go over it together because it's kind of, you know, you see something and then, you know, I don't want to spend the $31. I just feel like I'm being ripped off by these publishing companies. But let's go buy those books. I'll buy yours and go over this, and maybe even Gary. Gary's probably ready to read this thing too, and we could like have a book meeting together or something, or do it on air. But
it's so funny that you mentioned this because just recently, one of my mentors came to me and said, you know, the two things that God absolutely wants us to do, besides the receiving love and giving love, he said, is obviously do not honor any or serve any other gods than him. But the second one is the Sabbath, right? Taking time to honor him and to celebrate him and to recognize our purpose and our path. And it's such a big thing that we so grossly overlook it. And that goes back to what I had said earlier about time. You know, time is such a wonderful gift. And the fact that we spend so much of it busy and hurried and not just taking that time for rest. It's interesting that's what Charlie's book is all about. I love it. And I will definitely read it and do my best to practice it. You know, it's like Comer's book, The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry.
Whose book is this?
James Comer wrote a book called The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry. And just trying to help people realize that we have put ourselves into a state of unnecessary hurry that I believe is influenced by the devil. I mean, he's not going to get our hearts as believers, at the level of maturity that we have, but he'll do everything he can to get our calendars. He'll distract us. You know, he'll try to get us to not spend Sabbath and to not allow to be still and hear his voice. And not to be able to be inspired by hearing from the Holy Spirit.
Now the thing is, though, we don't want it to be a religious thing. And let me explain this. Do you know the Jews of old, when they had these laws, you shall keep the Sabbath holy, you're not even supposed to leave your own land?
Sure.
Well, maybe you know this, maybe you don't. Do you know the Jews of old would take pebbles off of their land, and they would fill their pockets with pebbles? And so technically they would throw a pebble in front of them and step on it, and another pebble all the way into town. And this way, technically, they had obeyed the law. And it's just so people think God is not a God of laws. If laws could save us, the laws of Moses would have saved us. That was to establish that we know we have sin. Then he sends Jesus and says, by the way, I paid the price for all of your sins. So now we can have a true relationship of friendship. It's an amazing. By the way, I just want Doolin to know this is really going well. So we'll definitely edit this for the Christian station. You know, sometimes I don't know whether how it's going to go, if it's a rehearsal or this is very good stuff. But anyway, so the Jews would throw the pebbles in front of them, and technically, it's like. So what I want to know is now I haven't read Charlie's book yet, but when we read this, I want to go over how do we have the Sabbath, and not make it religious, but make it relational.
It has to be relational. You know, religion is something that we created.
Yeah.
Something that we created. The laws were provided to us very basic, and we have adulterated them for our own comfort and our own desires and our own objectives that is what gets us off track. So, I mean, just like you had explained in the example of you know, not leaving your property. Let's figure out a loophole, right? I mean, our full of the desires to achieve. And it's, you know, it's not healthy, and it's not his way. It's our way, and as I said earlier, you know, once we choose to go our way, then we're on our own, and you know, he can allow us to go into the promised land, or he can have us wander around the desert for 40 years.
Let me ask you this: you're 12 years younger than me, but do you remember the 700 Club and Ben Kinchlow?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I went to Israel, shot a music video, and they debuted it on the 700 Club, and I got to meet Pat a number of times, and Ben Kinchlow used to come right into my studio here late in life. He's the black man that was the co-host,
uh-huh.
And you know, he hated white people, he told me. And so anyway, he told me that he was in his car one day, and he said, you know, in the future, I became well-known, famous on the show, and he said, I didn't know President Reagan one day, and the next day I did. He says, same thing with Jesus. I was in my car, and this presence came into the car, and this guy got gloriously born again, and he said, I became colorblind after that.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
We'd like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon, Center for Advanced Eye Care with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting. It's a new day.
This is a house of worship. This is a place of praise where every demon trembles, where we proclaim your name. This is a house of healing. Our hearts are full of you have our full attention. You have